Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Wednesday, October 13th, 2010. This is podcast number 19. So, stock market, fast food, global warming, the Chilean miners, a lot of stuff in the news today. The stock market, you know, I've been a little worried about October, but I've stayed long, and so far so good, but feels like the air is getting a little thin. But today, the Dow was up over 75 points. It's now at 11,096, and trading volume is actually pretty strong. So you kind of wonder if folks are starting to feel left behind as the market. As a quote from a Wall Street Journal article here says, there's only a few people questioning what happens if the Fed doesn't intervene, and so everyone's getting on board, said Robert Pavlik, chief marketing strategist at Banyan Partners. Those who haven't been are jumping in because they're fearful of being left behind, even if they don't like the idea of quantitative easing. So that is going to be the thought going forward. Earnings have been coming in. Most of them are pretty good. I mean, one article, and I wrote about it on the blog, was that one article said, you know, Intel earnings were good and stocks are rallying. But if you look at the day, Intel didn't rally. Intel was actually down today. So kind of interesting, but you know, overall, my idea and my hope is that the economy is actually improving. I know we're heading into elections, so you're going to see a lot of bad news and a lot of you know, each side sniping at each other. And the Republicans seem to be the louder side right now because they're you know, they're trying to get some seats, so they're probably trying to portray the economy as worse as possible, so they can sneak into the House and maybe even the Senate, although I think the Senate's going to be hard to get for them. The Chilean miners are out, which is fantastic news. And did you see the story about how Oakley supplied them with sunglasses so that you know, their eyes would be protected? I mean, they've been in the mine forever, right? So, of course, they're getting a little heat that it's just a pure propaganda advertising ploy. But who cares? I think good on them. It's fantastic that they're actually getting some marketing out of it. They're saying that the equivalent marketing budget for that stunt or the revenue could be as high as $41 million. So, you know, good on them. A business opportunity and a chance to help folks out. So, pretty cool. I don't know if you saw this. This is an article from the Associated Press from actually October 4th last week. The fast food freebie ban in San Francisco. You know, when you go buy a Happy Meal or whatever, you get a little toy, right? Well, here's the article. The San Francisco lawmakers have given preliminary approval to a law that would prohibit fast food restaurants from putting toys in children's meals unless they include fruits and vegetables and don't have too many unhealthy calories. Boy, I wonder who gets to define what's unhealthy. Now, look, you know, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I'm a vegetarian most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. And I certainly don't think fast food's the best way to go, although I know a lot of them now have healthier choices. But if I'm a kid and you give me a Happy Meal that has, you know, some chicken nuggets, some fries, you know, two or three baby carrots, and a toy, guess what's I'm not eating? I might even eat the toy before I eat the carrot sticks. But anyways, the committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 3-0 Monday to pass the proposed ordinance on the full board. Santa Clara supervisors adopted a similar law in April that banned all fast food freebies. Man, so people who collect that stuff might be in trouble, right? Because, hey, what if you can't do it anymore? Here's another one. This is from Gateway Pundit, which is a conservative blog, and it also links to an article from the UK Telegraph, which is probably also a conservative paper. But it's talking about the top U.S. scientist, Hal Lewis, resigned this week from his post with the biased American Physical Society over global warming, and he admitted that global warming is a scam. So he writes an article, and it's in the Telegraph. You can actually find this at gatewaypunditfirstthings.com, and you can read it. But what I point to here is that really, I'm a little skeptical of global warming as well, and I think it's really about the money. So here in this article, he says, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he kind of concludes, it is, of course, the global warming scam with the literally trillions of dollars driving it that has corrupted so many scientists and has carried APS before it like a rogue wave. It is the greatest and most successful pseudoscientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist. Anyone who has the faintest doubt that this is so should force himself to read the ClimateGate documents, which lay it bare. So there you go. And I think, of course, the people who believe in climate change would say, oh, the ClimateGate documents were proved to be, you know, a forgery, or they were preferred, you know, a no impact or whatever. But I don't know. I'm a little bit more skeptical about that. I deny that, I should say. Well, that's it for now. Heck, did I run out of things to talk about already? I guess I did. Texas is playing the Yankees. I think the Yankees are going to win. The Phillies are playing the Giants. I think that's going to be a pitching duel, and that should be very interesting. I am a Dodgers fan, so of course I always root against the Giants and the Yankees. So I'm hoping for a Texas-Philadelphia World Series. But of course, that means I probably wouldn't watch it because I would have nobody to root against. So it's probably best for ratings if the Yankees were in it. Yankees, not the Yankees and the Giants. That would be really bad for me. One or the other, so I have somebody to root against. I think that's what I'm going for. Anyways, that's it for now. Take it easy. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. And this is Lisa Boucher with Insane. And it's so nice I wanted to start and end with the same song today. See ya.
Look down.